Following on in our series in the armour of God, we come to the next thing that Paul talks about. In Ephesians 6 verse 15 he says, "And as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace." Now I know there are people who live in places and others who have got the ability to do this. But if you're anything like me, walking without shoes is hard, especially outside on uneven and stony ground. Life is like stony ground. Walking through life is tough and difficult, and even more so as a Christian. There are all sorts of things that life brings which can cause us to lose our step, to trip over, or even to fall backwards. And shoes are so important to us because they give us protection for our feet, and more importantly, they help us get a firm foothold. The shoes which are readiness given by the gospel of peace is traditionally understood to be a nod to Isaiah 52 verse 7, which says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns." In other words, it's seen as a reference to our being ready to proclaim the gospel of peace to all who will listen. And undoubtedly, we have to be ready to do that. After all, as Paul says, "How can they believe in the one of whom they've not heard? And how can they hear unless someone tells them?" You'll find that in Romans 10, 14. But they're not just shoes. They're shoes of peace. Ephesians earlier has already told us Jesus is our peace. In chapter 2 and verse 14, Paul had said, "For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility." And we remember, particularly at Christmas time, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And I don't know if you remember, we looked at peace in February when I did a mini-series on the fruits of the Spirit. You know, without the peace of God operating in your life, it is so easy to get rattled, to allow things to annoy you, to allow things to irritate you, to allow some form of conflict and anger to get into your heart, to get shaken, to get tormented, and to get knocked off your game. But Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and Jesus can bring every one of us peace. Now, that's not just peace with our neighbours, or peace with those with whom we have a conflict, but an inner peace as well. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Did you hear that? You will find rest for your souls in Jesus. So for me, feet fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace implies to me that the inner peace that I have, which comes from our Lord and which is indwelling in me by his Holy Spirit, drives me to make peace with and to declare peace to the world. And the Lord knows, with all the conflict we see around us in the world today, people need all the peace they can get.